Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
So Saturday night, Stacy and I go out with Stacy's dad and some of his friends down to a little place, a little restaurant in Lake Oconee. And we're sitting there, you know, talking about what married couples talk about and stuff. And the woman of this couple here tells us that she hasn't been able to use her computer in 6 months because her husband has changed the password on them. I guess they have it locked. As soon as you sign on to your computer, you have to have a password. Uh-huh. And right. They were sharing the password for a while. And he changed it 6 months ago because she's on restriction.
What for? What'd she do?
She went onto eBay and had a bit of an eBay problem. Didn't you say that Lady Crash had one of these for a while?
Still does and continues to lie about it, even though packages continue to be sent to the house.
Okay, now, their situation was pretty much the same thing, okay. Where she started to say, like, look, I'm not buying anything on eBay, you know? And then one day all these packages start arriving, mm-hmm. And he's home and realizes she's been spending all this cash.
Yep.
So he puts her on restriction. He says, because you do that, you're not allowed to use the computer for 6 months.
Grown-up grounding.
Grown-up grounding is a great way to put it. So I want to know if we have any other Bert Show listeners that are listening that have been grown-up grounded. That's a great way to put it.
Right along those lines. Once I realized that Lady Crash was doing all this spending and I just got sick of it, I said, enough is enough. She says, all right, I'll stop. Well, I had access to her only credit card online. So I was going online and printed out 3 pages that all said PayPal from eBay. Threw that in front of her as evidence that she hasn't stopped. All of a sudden, now that I try to go log back in, it won't let me. She's gone in, changed the passwords, and won't fess up to it. She goes, I don't even know how to log on. How could I change your password? I go, then why can't I get back in to see your statements?
But you guys are adults. Nobody should be putting anybody on any kind of restriction or a grown-up grounding. Or
now, when women hold out intimately with their husband, is that also kind of a grown-up grounding kind of thing?
I guess it could be. Yeah. No fly zone.
I think it's kind of silly too, but no fly
unintended.
Hey, Sherry, you're on all the hits Q100.
Hey, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Have you been grounded by a grown-up?
I have been grounded by my husband.
Okay.
What'd you do?
Well, I mean, I just feel kind of stupid about the whole thing. I mean, I really deserve it. So I let the oil run down in my car. Ooh. You know, I never didn't replace the oil, and it kind of just all of a sudden just started making this hideous noise, and, you know, basically the engine was ruined and has to be rebuilt. So it was just so stupid. I mean, I saw the little red light and I should have done something about it. And so now,
just out of curiosity, Sherry, how long did you see that light for?
The light? Well, it was only like, you know, a day or two.
Sherry, come on.
Okay, it was maybe a little longer than that. Yeah.
A week, but, 3 weeks.
You know,
weeks.
Sometimes those lights, come on in my car.
No, seriously.
But, you're right. I mean, it was just incredibly stupid. I don't know what I was thinking, and I should have gotten it checked out. And now the engine has to be rebuilt. Now I'm grounded, basically. I can go to work. and I can go to the grocery store. But otherwise, he's got to be with
me. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me just make sure I'm clear on this. So he got the engine rebuilt. You're allowed to use the car, but only to go to the grocery store and to go to work?
Yeah, that's it.
No,
I think that that's fair. I do.
Are you wearing one of those ankle bracelets, too? Man.
I mean, you know, if I can't be trusted with the stuff,
Oh, my God. Thank you for bringing us back to 1947. What are you saying?
No, I think it's okay. I mean, I think, you know, I have to learn to do these things and pay attention to these things.
How long are you going to be grounded?
Well, he hasn't said exactly.
He hasn't set the parameters.
How old are you?
Well, I'm in my 30s.
How often do you call him daddy?
Oh, No. It's really not like that. I know it sounds bad, but...
I want to talk to him. What's his secret?
Do you have to go to bed early, too, or do you get no snack at night?
No, but come on. I mean, it really is. I think it's just, you know.
Does he put you in a crate at the end of the night, or what?
No.
I mean, how far does this go?
A special box under the bed.
Now, I could see you having this kind of attitude, like, in the very first couple of hours when you found out how much it was going to cost to rebuild the engine. But how long are we talking about now?
It's been about 2 weeks.
2 weeks, and you still have the same attitude. Like, no problem, honey. I will drive to the grocery store and just to work.
And did you said that any other place you have to go, he has to be with you?
Yeah. But, no, I think that that's fair because... You know, if I can't take responsibility.
Oh God!
This guy's got to be 13.
Yeah, this guy's got to be the king of guilt trips. You're repeating what he told you.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, you are.
Don't you think that I did a stupid thing?
You did a stupid thing, and you know how the punishment is. You got to pay for the engine.
Yeah, you're still an adult.
You know, I mean, you learned a mistake. I mean, when single people do that, I mean, there's plenty of people out there that have done something stupid and not done maintenance on their car, and their punishment is, you know what, I got to pay this huge bill in order to fix the car. But this whole crappy thing about, honey, I want to go here. I want to go to the bookstore, so can you take me? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, I don't think it's going to last forever, you know. I just think that.
How old are both of you?
We're in our 30s.
Honey, it wouldn't last 24 hours with me.
I could just imagine suggesting that to Stacey. I'm going to try that tonight. I'm going to sit her down, and I'm going to try that tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to put her on restriction.
You have to make sure you're away from arm's length, you know, because I wouldn't want you to get...
There won't be dice hanging from my rear view mirror, I'll tell you that.
Right. Oh, my God.
And he said indefinitely...
He didn't say exactly when it was gonna stop, and you know, maybe I should bring it up with him, you know. But
when does it get to a point where it's ridiculous with you? At what point? A month? 6 weeks? 8 weeks? 10 weeks?
I don't know. I guess you know when I feel like it, I still feel so guilty.
How long has it been?
What?
Two weeks.
Okay. I guess it's just when he tells you you're responsible enough now to be able to drive the car, right?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, and I think that you know he's got a point. So,
oh God.
Wow. Mm.
And you're okay with him dictating that?
Yeah, because I think I should have, like, really paid attention to this.
Okay. What kind of car was it?
All right.
What kind of car was it?
Yeah.
The Toyota Corolla?
Oh, my God.
The next thing.
Yeah, those things can. That's like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Yeah, I thought it can fly. Yeah, it can go in water. You don't need oil for a car like that.
Yeah, I could see if she, like, you know, fried the Jag or something, but a Toyota Camry or
Corolla?
I know, but.
Next thing, she's going to have a book report on what you should do to change the oil in your car.
What's the last thing you did to get in trouble with him before damaging the car?
Well, I didn't get the permit to rebuild the back porch. I didn't get the permit, and so they took the porch down, but then we didn't have the permit, so we didn't have a porch for like 2 months, so we had to... basically, if you open the back door, you'd kind of like fall out.
And what was the punishment?
Did you get in trouble for that?
What was the punishment for that?
Well, and that one was not too bad. That was just a couple of days of the silent treatment, you know. But that was just dumb. He told me to get the permit. I didn't get the permit.
I wonder if you've ever imposed punishment on him.
Me?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't really do much wrong, to be honest.
Oh, God.
You know, he's very responsible. So, no, I've never imposed punishment on him, and no, not that I... No.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling. Yeah, you certainly have made... a lot of guys very happy because their wives are looking at them right now going, well, at least you're not like that.
Right.
Okay.
You've really moved the bar for us men. Thank you.
Oh, so glad.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
God.
Grown-up grounding.
I could cry. I mourn for all women of Atlanta.
No.
I mean, because he does no wrong, and he's so responsible, and I'm just the irresponsible one, and I'm so ditzy, and he, thank God he's there to take care of me, or I don't know what I would do. Oh, my God.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.